And good Wednesday afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the best of Don and Mike from 2 to 3 p.m. every weekday afternoon right here on 106.7 WJFK. I am your host, Joe Artinger. Hi, Ray Jeff. I love that tape. Hey, welcome, everybody, and it is the best of Don and Mike, leading up to Don and Mike live at 3 p.m., and you're going to want to listen today because I believe a shipment of absinthe is on its way today, so stay tuned for what could happen when that gets here. And today on the best of, everybody loves the recap of the vacations, and today is no exception. Don recaps one of his vacations on the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
Vacation. Really, normally I come back with a million stories of stuff that we did. We had a very low-key vacation. We really didn't do a lot. Unlike our last vacation where we came back, and I think both myself and Frida agreed. I think she even said so on the air that it was not the greatest vacation we'd ever had. Uh-huh.
Any particular reason for that? Just not very eventful?
No. What I mean is this one was good. The last one, the 4th of July one, was the one that was the
disaster. Oh, that was the one where you guys just... But it was just because you weren't really getting along
that
well.
We were arguing the whole time.
So it's this one that was okay.
Yeah, this was fun. I just don't have a lot of great stuff to tell you.
You weren't almost killed?
No, I'm sorry. I've got nothing like that for you this time.
Okay.
I've got nothing. All I did was... went to a couple of movies with my wife, took my kid to work, we went to a nice restaurant. Oh, I know what, the one thing I do want to tell you.
What? I always look forward to, last time, this is two vacations in a row, I usually can count on at least one near-death experience, or you save somebody from some kind of crash on one of the two. You normally don't go two in a row. This is the second row where you haven't had anything, like, life-threatening happen.
No, absolutely nothing.
All right.
Except, I probably have saved lives. And I'll tell you why.
How?
Because...
I knew you wouldn't let me down.
Okay. Because I got rid of that Volvo.
Absolutely.
And I got that death machine off the highways.
Absolutely.
We had to go all the way to the Eastern Shore. I mean, we decided we were going to trade in that car. Everybody knows the problems I had with that Volvo are documented. Things are a piece of garbage. But we thought about trading it in, and we thought, we can't take it to a dealership in the D.C. area.
So right? Where did you take it? Leisure World?
Out of the listening area.
Way by Ocean City. I mean, we went, F you with that, because I know now what you're thinking. Okay.
I'm only saying what you would say to me. I am only saying what you would say to me.
Buzz, do you know the kind of car I purchased?
The new one? No, I don't.
Make a guess.
I'm going to say a Toyota.
Can I give Buzz a non-verbal clue?
Sure.
Hey.
That's verbal.
Oh, wow.
That's verbal.
You got an Oldsmobile Buick.
No, I did not. I did not.
I'll give you another one.
Okay.
Hey.
A Cadillac?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
My life is officially over.
Hey, and can I be very honest with you?
I bought a Cadillac.
I only say that to you because it's what you expect me to say.
Oh, and it's what I said to myself.
But I don't really feel that way. I would say if there was anybody that had a chance of getting a car like that, it would have been me before you. And I was delighted to hear that you got that car. But it was so funny.
Freaking Cadillac.
You called me specifically the other night to tell me that you had got
a Cadillac.
You were not me from the dealership.
However, you were not the first. I called Rob from the dealership.
Rob is the Cadillac man all the way.
I'll be the first to congratulate you. It's nice. It's nice to have another American car owner on the show.
He's a GM, man.
Yeah, I like that. I like
that. Very happy.
Yeah, we were sitting in the dealership, and Frida said, who do you possibly need to call? And I said, I have to call Rob. She said, why do you have to call Rob? I said, Rob's the only person who will truly appreciate this purchase. One day when Rob was in here playing the tapes, and I called him, and was in the deal, I said, Rob, I can't speak loudly. I just want to let you know something. I'm buying a Cadillac.
Yeah! Yeah!
It sounds funny. Yeah. It sounds funny when you see you buying a Cadillac, and you bought a Cadillac, and you didn't buy the old man Cadillac.
Well, listen, there is no such thing as a Cadillac that's not an old man Cadillac.
They're as comfortable as a pair of Rockports.
Yeah. I was at Big Kmart.
I'm ready for the insults.
I was at Big Kmart today, and I almost bought Don a hat. It said the Bassmasters Classic, and I was gonna buy you the hat. You need a collection of hats, maybe to put like in the back of the window.
Listen, there's nothing you guys can say that I haven't already heard.
What's the thought process behind the cat? How did it happen?
From my son. Oh, my God. My son was merciless on me.
Really?
When we pulled up in this car, he's like, a Cadillac? A Cadillac? What's wrong? Well, here's the thought process. We're driving around. We went to all these different dealerships. We went to Toyota. Mm-hmm. We went to Mazda. Mm-hmm. We went, you know, we looked at the, we looked at nice cars. We looked at Lexus. We looked at BMW. And we looked at all these cars, and basically, they're all the same, except that some of them, they charge you double the price.
Right. Yeah.
So she says to me, after we've been looking around for a while, Frida said, listen, really, within reason, if you could drive any car you wanted, just think about it and tell me, what kind of car do you want? And I know that she was waiting for me to say, like, one of those goddamn $100,000 Mercedes, one of those incredibly, you know, overpriced, overbearing cars. And I said to her, and it just came to me. I said,
best of all, it's a Cadillac.
A Cadillac.
Wow, that's, really? I didn't know that.
So that's what I want.
Cadillac came to your mind. So all
it's
that
a Cadillac.
Time.
Cadillac.
Let me see. I want to see if I've got this right, that all that time, back in the days when you used to make fun of Rick D's.
Well, that's different, Mike.
In some way, you were jealous of him driving his Cadillac while you were driving your moped.
And did they have the pink one in stock?
Your memory.
Hi, you can leave a message or not.
I don't know where she is. Your memory.
I just remember stuff that I thought was funny. And I remember that you know, that of course, the one he had.
Well, listen,
and the one, you know, they've made them a little smaller. Let's at least say that. They've made them a little
smaller. Well, no, mine is so big. I told Mike I couldn't back it into the parking spot today. Yeah.
But, hey, Rob, don't we have that Al Pacino drop in from...
I'll check. Right, you might not make the cut.
I don't know where my wife is.
If I'm thinking right, your car and my car have the same General Motors chassis.
Yeah, I think
same
so.
Same size.
So she says to me, if you could have any car you want, what would it be? And I thought long and hard about it. It was like, you know, Mommy has finally said anything you want.
Right.
And I said, a Cadillac.
Wow.
And she said, you're kidding me. And I said, no, a caddy. That's what I want.
You've always, whenever we've had road trips and we've had to rent a car,
I always rent one.
And we both agree that the Cadillac is our favorite car to rent on the road because they really perform well.
Yeah.
And now you're driving a Cadillac and smoking a cigar.
And drinking martinis.
And drinking martinis.
Yeah, what the hell has happened to me?
You're growing older.
What the hell has happened? What has happened to me?
You're drinking martinis, smoking cigars, and driving a Cadillac. If you start borrowing his shoes, the end is very near.
So we go into the dealership, and you know, it's the end of year and stuff, and you get a car real cheap. And they gave us a good price. I told them the one I wanted, and they showed me the car, and I took it out for a drive. And the whole time, I'm just praying that they don't find out the myriad of problems that are wrong with this Volvo.
Right.
I mean, as we were driving to the dealership, the smoke started coming out of the hood again.
Oh, dear.
As we were driving to the dealership, okay?
The winner car.
So
there you go.
So we pulled up, and I said, you know what? We better just let it sit for a second.
Leave the engine running.
No. We didn't want to leave the engine running.
Oh, because there'd be more smoke.
Because the smoke would keep coming out.
Oh, my God.
So we stopped for a second. What we did was just kind of cruise in. We just kind of rolled down the hill into the dealership, and we parked in front of the dealership. We go in, see the car, take the car out for a test drive. Then they say, okay, now we're going to have to appraise the car you're trading in.
Right.
I was like, oh, please, God, no smoke out of the engine. Please, God. And fortunately, the guy from the dealership, maybe this is my wife, honey?
Did you just try and call me, Shuggy?
I did. I'm talking about buying the car. Unfortunately, the guy from the dealership, he's such a mook, he takes the car out like for 2 minutes, and he comes back and he goes, hey, that's a nice car. And I said, you're damn straight that's a nice car.
There you go. That's fine.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Well, you did, but you couldn't let it go. You had to give him the secret warning.
Well, no. Not the guy who appraised the car. There was one guy,
the salesman. I'm talking about the salesman.
No, I'm talking about the redheaded guy that appraised it.
Oh. Well, yeah, the appraiser, sure.
So he appraises it, and he comes back, and he gives us a price. And it's like, we look at each other, and we just go... yes, we'll take it. And he turned his back, and I said to Frida, suckers. It's so nice for James. I'm sure we got ripped off on this car like we get ripped off on every car that we buy.
But yeah, God knows what we bought. I mean, he might have been saying the same thing.
No, I think everybody gets ripped off on cars. Yeah.
At least one time it was sweet.
Well, you're freeing yourself of a demon.
Go, suckers. Take the car that refuses to run. Take it off our hands.
How do you like the new vehicle?
Oh, I'm sure that it'll be very popular at the retirement community.
Oh God, so she's been
if we hang on to it that long, he'll be a big fish in that pond.
You know what I just told him, honey? I don't know if you're listening or not. I just told him. I said, you said to me, any car you want,
right,
what is the one car you would get? And I thought about it for a couple of those, and I came back and I said, a Caddy.
I was willing to go, you know, against all my car rules and all my insurance rules because you were down that day to agree to whatever you wanted.
Yeah. This is why the ABCs of you are a constant ongoing study, because I would have thought seriously, of any car that you would not buy, it would be a Cadillac, based on the fact that I think Rob has mentioned it. I think I've mentioned it in the past that we were thinking maybe about getting one. And your reaction was something like,
come on. You know, I said to Frida, well, think about it. Every time we travel anywhere, whenever I can rent a car.
You rent a Cadillac.
I rent a Cadillac.
And you rave about it.
And the last time that you and I were in one together.
Oh, it was a newer one, and it was fantastic.
I said, I should really get one of these cars. So I did, and the problem is that there was this guy in the dealership, one of the sales guys, as my piece of crap possessed Volvo
demon car
was sitting outside just waiting for the engine to blow up, and while we were just praying to God that we'd sign the papers before they found out, you know, what kind of car they're getting.
Right.
The sales guy kept coming up to me, not the girl who sold us our car, but this other sales guy. Going,
Not the child that sold us our car.
Yeah, not Colleen from Survivor.
Wow.
This girl who sold us our car was a dead ringer for Colleen from Survivor. And as she told us, yeah, she's 21.
Hey, you can do that. You can sell cars at 20. Hey, you usually don't see Cadillacs being sold by 21-year-olds. That's pretty impressive.
First one she'd ever sold.
Really?
Wow. She was more the hostess of the dealership.
Yeah,
she couldn't make a decision.
Yeah, the manager does all the things.
Right.
So this one sales guy kept coming over while we were endlessly waiting for the paperwork to go through. And he said, that's a beautiful car. Why are you getting rid of that car? And, you know, and I had to lie to him. I said, it's just not me. I'm more a Cadillac guy. He said, that's a beautiful looking car. That doesn't look like a Volvo. I said, no, it's a great car. I mean, I lied right to the guy's face. I said, runs like a champ. Never had a problem with it. It's just not me.
You didn't say that.
Yes, I did.
No, you said, well, it's just not me. I mean, which, you know, technically, in terms of karma and God, is not a lie.
Yeah, it's just not you because you don't like cars that are possessed by the devil.
So we get through with all the paperwork, okay? And we agree on the deal, we give them the check, and everything's done. And it was at that point when, again, the same sales guy came up to me and said, that is a beautiful car. I'm thinking about buying that car myself. That's a beautiful car. And I just said to him, good luck.
Well, he could visit it. If he works at a dealership and they have a shop there, he could keep it there.
I said to the guy, I said, good luck. And he said, good luck about what? And I said, good luck. It was like, I couldn't lie to the guy anymore.
You're dying to tell him the whole thing. It's a horrible car.
Horrible car.
And as we were leaving, the guy said, oh, you're scaring me now. And then we just kind of waved goodbye. And he was saying, oh, I'll go back to my original thought. I think you said enough to scare him off.
Yeah, because I felt bad for this guy. Yeah. You know, I mean, the guy wanted to buy the car.
Hey, think of how many people he's going to do it to in his lifetime.
I know. Yeah. So we went home and we got a Cadillac now.
That's fantastic.
Got a Caddy in the garage.
Unbelievable.
Did you drive in the far right-hand lane?
Yeah, I got him a hat.
You know what concerns me?
He's way down in his seat.
I just want to make sure the Cadillac doesn't affect your personality, because something you said to me when you came in today. The only thing that scares me about this is when you said you're afraid to back into the parking space. And I picture this thing to be too long.
Well,
now, I've always recognized you as being a person that is not afraid to take challenges. I don't consider that backing into that parking space. That's the kind of thing that a senior citizen would say.
You know that those parking spots we have downstairs,
they're very, very, very tight.
They've made them smaller.
They're very dangerous.
And we have those.
You could kill someone.
We have those big goddamn cement pillars.
I'll tell you, I'll never back in there again.
Listen, at some point I'm going to back in, but allow me my honeymoon period with the car.
You're worried about getting a ding on the car.
Of course I am.
Some of the cars down there have scratches all over them.
I know that. Some of them do, I know. He got his stuck down there.
Oh. Yes. absolutely.
He did. He got it stuck down.
Only because he tried to back into the parking spot.
So, honey, you know, I was talking about the vacation and saying, unlike our last vacation from hell, this was actually a very pleasurable one.
Well, yeah, I enjoyed being with you.
And I did with you, too. And, you know, I was a little more open-minded this time. She wanted to go to this restaurant. And I said, sure, I'll try a new restaurant for you. And she takes me out to the boondocks. I mean, we are like in Deliverance country. And we pull up in front of this restaurant. God is my witness. It looks like a bait and tackle shop.
Wow.
And I think it used to be. And it still is the kind of place that sells you a 12-pack if you need one to go.
I mean, this place looks like Cletus Redneck Heaven. And I said to her, this is the restaurant? And she said, this is the restaurant. Come on, try it, try something new. So I said, okay. Walked inside, sat down on the plastic chairs, was handed the plastic knife and fork.
Seafood place?
Yeah. All kinds of food. Seafood, duck.
Wow. And proceeded to have simply the finest meal I've ever had in my life.
Isn't that cool? And and when you go to a place that looks like that from the outside, isn't it even more fun? Because you go in there and you feel like you know something now that not everybody else knows.
Yeah.
And that makes it 10 times as good.
Yeah, we liked it so much we made a reservation for later.
Did you catch the early bird special?
You know.
Oh, listen.
Finally, nice. Guys. The day we were buying that caddy, we had to take a break while they got our paperwork. So we went for a 4 o'clock dinner at Ruby Tuesday.
God bless you.
We did. We truly did.
Will you let Frida drive it when it's time to pick up the prescriptions?
Okay. F you, F you, F you, and F you. Okay? Thank you. All right. Love you, honey.
All right. I love you, too. Boo-boo.
And just remember this. It's a mobster's car, okay?
Yes, it is.
It's not an old guy car.
That's right.
It's a mobster's car.
Forget about it.
I got the Fleetwood Brum.
Watch, analyze this.
Right.
Watch the car that Jelly drives.
No, watch that's my Donnie car. Brasco.
Donnie Brasco, right.
Right. Well, that's the older model, honey.
Well, they had in their literature, they were quoting Donnie Brasco.
You know what?
There you go.
She did point that out to me at the dealership that in some piece of propaganda while we were waiting for the paperwork, she said, look at this. And the very first line said, the Cadillac, as Donnie Brasco says.
Oh, God.
Oh, my. Listen. Then she was rummaging around. And she picked up this book for the salespeople, which gives them all of these rebuttals.
Right. Selling points.
Selling points, like if someone wants to buy a different model car,
sure.
Why you should say that this car is better. And on the way out, we were reading it and laughing at it because it's like it's written for an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way out, I said to her, hey, where's that book? I want to read that on the air. That was so funny with those rebuttals. And she said, oh, that's not something they hand out. That was just a book that they had left sitting on the counter, and Frida just picked it up and started
probably
reading
from
it.
Your 21-year-old salesperson who was learning the ropes.
I'm sure.
The new salesman selling. Did she really sell you her first Cadillac? Was sold to you?
Yes.
That is very cool.
Right. Easiest sell she ever had to do. All she had to do was say that she would buy that Volvo, and she didn't even know it, but at that point, the deal was done.
Perfect.
That is so
I don't
cool.
think she'll lose her job because of that.
The deal was done. All right. Love you, honey.
All right. I love you, boo-boo.
Love you. See you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and I got. Listen, we have to do a break. Remind me just. One more thing I have to tell you about the vacation. That involves the car.
Very cool. And, you know, I don't want to, like, try to influence you, but it's a hell of a road trip car. Yeah. Road trip! Road trip!
It's got plenty of room for you, boys.
It does. It does.
Plenty of room.
We could be definitely the gang going
That's great.
Out.
And listen, don't even think you're going to call me today with all this crap about now you bought a Cadillac because you're a Republican, because I've heard that too.
I didn't even process that one. But now that I heard it, it makes a hell of a lot of sense.
I got that one from my father-in-law. He said to me, well, it makes sense. Got a Cadillac.
Did you get your W bumper sticker for it? You know, and I know he endeared himself to you even more with his calling some guy an a-hole.
Not just an a-hole, a major a-hole.
Major a-hole.
So that guy's a major league a-hole. That's my man. Caddy Bush. Right. That's a great car to drive to the Republican voting booth. Listen, how freaking surreal is that?
It is. Very.
I'm driving a Cadillac.
Something's happened.
I know.
Something's happened.
I could have gotten any car I wanted. Any car I wanted. That's it.
Some people age over time. You just decided to do it all in one
all
year.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Howard Stern on your way to work. Don and Mike on your way home. 106.7 WJFK.
You try to pass down a little of your father's wisdom. Buy the best. Know when to close a deal. Summer is baseball time. Well, Comcast High-Speed Internet is here to help reinforce those values. You already know it's the best. America's number one high-speed internet. Speeds up to 3 times faster than 768K DSL. Access to Comcast.net so you can click and play news, music, videos, what have you. And now is the right time to close that deal, too. Sign up for Comcast High-Speed Internet before July 1st, and you'll get 3 months of service for $19.99 a month. And more than 280 out-of-market Major League Baseball games a month sent right to your computer from MLB.com. You also get condensed games and every game's radio broadcast. So pass on Dad's time-honored tradition. It's baseball season. Give us a call at 1-888-COMCAST. Offer ends June 30th. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Download speed compared to 768K DSL. Actual speeds may vary. Installation fees may apply. Call for pricing and service details. Visit MLB.tv for terms and conditions.
Hey, it's your old buddy Rob Spiewak here on behalf of Sona Laser Center. Now, if you're considering laser hair removal, you need to know Sona. Sona is the nation's largest, most experienced provider of laser hair removal. And Sona will soon be removing all of my back hair live on the Don and Mike Show. Now, as you may know, I'm a pretty hirsute guy. That is to say, when I take my shirt off, I appear to be wearing a sweater. Well, Sona's up to the challenge. As a matter of fact, Sona's patented treatment uses the fastest, most powerful lasers in the industry, so you save time and money. And they have different lasers for different skin types, even fair skin like mine. And all the treatments are provided by registered nurses. I like that. Best of all, it's virtually painless. So call 1-800-504-SONA or go to SonaDC.com. Act now and save 25% on all hair removal packages until the end of May. But you gotta call 1-800-504-SONA. Personally, I can't wait. I'm going to be 5 pounds lighter and much better looking. S-O-N-A. Sona, the one name to know in laser hair removal.
Subway has 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
Do you love the outdoors enough to celebrate REI's 66th anniversary? Well, let's just see. Does your car have a rack to carry your other car racks? Are you comfortable talking to people about your hydration bladder? Do you think vented vestibules are a good thing? Have you willingly gone more than 1 week without bathing? Do you find my voice sexy? I crossed a line, didn't I? Does the thought of saving up to 30% on outdoor gear and apparel bring a tear to your eye? If you answered yes to any of these questions, especially the last one, then you're practically made for the REI anniversary sale. May 21st through the 31st, REI members save up to 30%. Not a member? Well, you'll still save, and it's easy to join if you want to. The REI anniversary sale. Celebrate and save.
The REI anniversary sale is the biggest sale of the year, going on now through May 31st. Hurry down to REI in Timonium, College Park, Bailey's Crossroads, and Fairfax, or shop online at REI.com.
This is the Don and Mike.